Hello and welcome to the Positive Place podcast, your home of feel-good news. Every week, along with special guests, I will be sharing oodles of heartwarming news stories, infinite ideas of activities to get stuck into during isolation, and hopefully putting a smile on your face with a number of entertaining debates about what we're getting up to at home. Each week's podcast will focus on a different theme, from sports to art, volunteering to education. There's something for everyone. Welcome to episode 5. The focus of this week may seem like something for the sporty ones amongst us, but really, anyone can get involved and get active. We speak to Lucy, who's running free online Zumba classes, and Joe shares his top 3 tips for keeping motivated whilst at home. But first, here's 7 sporty things you could try out this week.
I've been partaking in the Joe Wicks PE lessons every day, and I've actually found them very beneficial. And despite some sore muscles and perhaps me not being as fit as I once was in my football days, I found that to be a great source of joy and not only physical well-being, but equally mental well-being. And to get moving, to get a sweat on, I think is really beneficial. And I've essentially tried to aim for myself to end this 3-week spell, or however long it ends up to be, a little bit fitter than I was when I started.
Also, with this gorgeous weather, which is kind of sad because it might makes me want to go to the pub with friends, but obviously that is off the cards at the moment. But I've been working on the tan, I've been sitting outside eating my lunch or reading a book, having a cup of tea, and just really enjoying the outside and the sun. So working on that tan. I've also got the time to do the 30-day ab challenge, so I'll be working on that summer body for no reason right now, but you never know. As soon as we get out of lockdown, as soon as we're allowed to travel, as soon as this is all over, I will have the tan and the abs.
Picking up a new exercise regime. So going out cycling, doing yoga, and trying to engage a lot more with my body.
I'm doing while in this isolation is to carry on a fitness regime. Ever since the gyms have been shut, I have aimed to sort of do about half an hour of exercise a day. It's a little bit less than what I would do normally, but I just think it's a good idea to keep up vague routines so that you have something to follow while the gyms are closed. And I think just by maintaining some sense of regime in the form of my exercise, I think it will really benefit my mental health during the isolation period. And also just keep me fit and get me into the garden as well, so I'm not stuck inside all day.
I like to go for a lovely walk around. And today I went for a walk and I picked some flowers and made a little thing for a photography project. Because why not? Time to get creative.
As all the gyms have closed, I'm keeping up with home workouts, and by doing this, I'm able to spend a lot more time with my younger sister, who I don't get to see that regularly during uni time. I've also done some workouts across Skype with some of my friends, which I'll be continuing to do this summer period.
So one of the things I've done since self-isolation is I recently discovered my love of Just Dance again. I can't lie, it is actually my favourite Wii game. And I love getting those 5-star scores after doing a bit of dancing to Rihanna, you know? It's good as well because it keeps you fit and it's a fun activity. I'm doing it with my sister, who is absolutely awful in comparison to me.
For the first interview of this episode, Philippa caught up with Lucy, who's been providing online Zumba classes free. Here's what Lucy had to say about her new online classes.
I'm here with Lucy Hallam from Zumba with Lucy Nottingham, and she has been running some online Zumba classes during the lockdown. So before the lockdown, you were a Zumba instructor in Nottingham. What inspired you to offer free online classes?
So I wanted to keep doing Zumba, basically, because I wasn't going to have a chance to do it. All of my classes were cancelled and gym classes were cancelled before the gyms were even shut. So I didn't have a chance getting into gyms, really. So I wanted to take them online because I wanted to keep doing them. And I knew that people wouldn't have access to fitness classes, so I thought it might be something that they'd want to do. And then I decided to make them free because I knew that people's incomes were going to be hit and I wanted them to be accessible to people who maybe don't have as much money as normal. So yeah, that's why.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, I've got to say, obviously, listeners, I have been taking part in these Zumba classes and they are absolutely brilliant. I've been loving them. So how has staying active helped you during the lockdown?
Staying active keeps me happy. I'm one of those people that if I am not active, physically active. I just don't function mentally. I'm not happy. So it's given me a reason to keep doing activity and keep moving and keep dancing. And I think Zumba in particular is one of those forms of exercise. For people that don't know, it's dancing. We choose dances from different parts of the world. We use different cultures' rhythms and types of dance styles, and we put it all together into one class. So it's a really high energy and fun type of dance that means that as a form of exercise, it lifts your spirits, really. And I think that's one of the things that Zumba in particular and exercise in general has helped me with while we've been stuck inside in this craziness.
So what's it like running an online class compared to a normal class?
It's a bit weird because I can't see people. I wanted people to not be self-conscious, so I thought it was best to just turn people's cameras off. So I can't see and make corrections and things, so I'm definitely adding a lot more corrections into how I'm explaining things, which has been a kind of learning process and how to do that. But I do think there are some positives to it being online as well, because it's something that people are able to try it. And I've had people say, I've never tried Zumba before, but I really wanted to, but I was a bit self-conscious to do it. And being able to do it online has given me an opportunity to try this out and not be worried about it, which I think is brilliant. And I want people to have that. So there are pros and cons to running it online as opposed to in normal, I suppose.
I know you've had some helpers as well. Yeah. Your housemates have been joining in too.
Yeah, I've got my three housemates, and they sometimes do it with me. So I record my classes in the garden, and they sometimes dance off camera in the garden. They've been called the garden crew, and then every Friday you can now see them. They join me, and they're like backup dancers, like I'm in a proper music video. It's excellent. It's a dream come true.
Hashtag Garden Crew Fridays.
Yeah, hashtag Garden Crew Fridays.
So do you think after lockdown, do you think you'll continue the classes at all? How do you think this is going to affect your experience of sort of doing Zumba and staying active once we've finished?
So I'm really looking forward to doing a class in person again, because there's that community experience of all dancing together is hard to simulate online, though I do give it my best shot. But like I said, there have been lots of reasons why doing online classes is brilliant. And I wouldn't have been able to do it. Basically, Zumba always banned you in your contract from doing things online, apart from YouTube videos. But they've relaxed it for coronavirus so people can have these classes. And so I'm just waiting to see what will happen after. Hopefully this will pass and then we can move and I can do something online afterwards. But we shall see. Watch this space.
Yeah. Or if anything, hopefully the community that's grown online will hopefully come and join you in real life again.
Oh, I'd love to see, because especially as there are people that I wouldn't have met if I hadn't started doing classes online or hadn't been to one of my classes before. So I can't wait to meet some of those people in person when this is done. Brilliant.
So finally, if we want to find you online, but perhaps also then once we're out, where can we find you? On social media, and where can we find you if we wanted to come to a gym and dance along with you?
Okay, so for my online classes, you can find me on my Facebook page, which is Zumba with Lucy Nottingham, and I'm also on Instagram at Zumba with Lucy Notts. I've also got some stuff on YouTube, so you can connect to that from those pages if you can't make my live stream times. After this is all over, I work at the Uni of Nottingham gyms at David Ross and Jubilee, sometimes at Sutton Bonington, and I work at a few Pure gyms around the city and various different gyms. So hopefully a gym near you will have a Zumba with Lucy class if you like what I do.
Well, as I say, listeners, I can highly recommend joining in. I've tried a few of these and they're very, very fun. So thank you so much, Lucy, for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
For the second feature of today's episode, I spoke to Joe, a fellow UON student and sports enthusiast, and he shared his top three tips for sports fans who may be missing out on the action.
Hi, I'm Joe, and my first tip is using Strava to help motivate you to do outdoor activities or to help you plan or manage your existing ones. So Strava is a free app which helps you record runs, walks, bike rides, and many other outdoor activities. The app has a ton of analytical features that you can use to see data about your activities. One key feature that you can use on their website is using their map to create routes and export them to your phone. If you like, you can use Strava as a social media app as well, making your activities and GPS data visible to your friends, but only if you'd like to. I ran for a club for many years, and the majority of the people I trained with use Strava to record their runs. It's a fantastic app for all abilities. So my second tip is about indoor workouts. Keeping active is really important with everyone spending so much time indoors, and developing a good indoor exercise program is key to keeping physically fit. I recommend using a firm gym mat to do floor-based exercises, such as planking or sit-ups, as this will reduce the pain or irritation you get from working out on a carpeted or wooden floor. A yoga mat will also work if you have one at home. There are plenty of apps or online programs available to develop these workouts, and I'd recommend finding one that focuses on targeting the specific goals you have over a more generic app. And finally, some tips if you're a sports fan who misses watching games live or on TV. Firstly, if you're a Sky customer, it's definitely worth visiting their website, as you can add Sky Go Extra to your account for free and also pause your Sky Sports subscription. This means you won't have to pay for Sky Sports and you can unpause your subscription at any time. If you're struggling to find sports to watch, I recommend checking out what content has been posted by TV networks or sports leagues on YouTube. Official channels such as the BPL, Formula One and ESPN have all been posting recaps of famous games or moments in their sport. F1 have even aired virtual Grand Prix with real F1 drivers, footballers, golfers, singers and YouTubers competing in virtual races. There are still sports to watch online, and I definitely recommend using Twitch or YouTube to find it.
For the final interview of the Get Active edition of the Positive Place podcast, I spoke to two members of the University of Nottingham's Ladies Cricket Club all about how they're continuing to get active, as well as how their cricket season has been affected by the lockdown.
Hi, my name is Jenny Gutman. I'm a third year medicinal biochem student, but I'm also president of Ladies Cricket.
Hiya, I'm Georgie. I'm a third year vet student and outdoor captain of the University of Nottingham Ladies Cricket Club.
How has the cricket you play, both at university and locally, been affected by lockdown?
Obviously, our outdoor season has been completely cancelled, so we haven't had any matches. All our training got cancelled, which is a shame, as we did really well in the indoor. I mean, we came third in the country pretty much in indoor bucks. So we were really excited with all the effort that we'd put in and hours of training, that we thought, you know what, this outdoor season, this is going to be a good one. So it's frustrating, but it just means that we're going to push much harder next year. And local cricket for myself, I have a local girls team where I live, which again, pretty much the whole season has been cancelled. But there's also, of course, like the social side of it. There's two local cricket clubs around me that I know the boys from. You know, Saturday nights is always fun drinking down at the club after a game. So that side of it, the social side of it, it's quite upsetting, because Saturday nights in the summer down at your local cricket club are the best Saturday nights of your summer of your year. So it's very frustrating that those can't happen.
Through the like winter, we trained twice a week at David Ross, but obviously that, as soon as lockdown happened, all the gyms shut, so we couldn't do that anymore. A lot of people headed home. We were hit with the news like in early April that our outdoor book season would be completely cancelled. So yeah, that's left us with not a lot of cricket at all, really. Clubs at home that I play for have had their season start postponed, so hopefully we'll get some cricket this summer, but it's not for definite either way. The England men's team have started training, I think, this week, so there's some promise that we might see some professional cricket be played, but it all sort of depends how the lockdown progresses and how soon we can sort of be released to get playing again, and then everyone will be really rusty.
Are you keeping up with cricket from home, and if so, how?
Honestly, no. I'm not really doing any cricket really whatsoever. First of all, I had to quarantine myself in my room for 2 weeks when I first came back from uni. So I literally had my bedroom and the bathroom opposite. So no cricket was done then. But since then, if I'm honest, my cricket bag is still in the boot of my car when I brought it back from uni with me. My parents aren't that into cricket, and my brother doesn't live at home anymore, so it's quite hard to kind of do stuff on my own. I've played catch a couple of times. Catch is one of my favourite games, but physically playing cricket, no. I've been keeping up with cricketers on social media, for example, you know, like Stuart Broad and James Anderson. They've done two different Instagram lives, and I watch them. So in that respect, keeping up with cricket.
Since stuff being shut, there's not a huge amount of cricket to be kept up at home. Obviously, it's a team sport, so you can't produce the whole range of a game on your own while self-isolating. It's been more for me about keeping up fitness, really, so I've been doing bits and bobs for that, and then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, as clubs start to open and they get their net facilities back up after the winter, I'll be able to do a bit more and do like socially distanced nets with some of my teammates at home. So that could be a really good way to prepare for the season if it ever arrives.
What other ways are you keeping active? And are there any tips or apps you'd recommend to other sports people who are missing taking part in their sport this summer?
I've started running. And anyone that knows me knows that, wow, that's a big thing for me. Because I protest any kind of running in training. I complain for hours if we have to run in training, and here I am taking up running. I just thought it was a good way to have my kind of one outing a day, and it's a good way to keep fit. Do you know what? I feel like I've slightly fallen in love with it, which is horrible to say and horrible to think. I've been doing the Couch to 5K, actually, and I would highly, highly recommend it to anyone that wants to start out running. 2 days ago, did a 20-minute, like, non-stop 20-minute run, whereas when I first started the app, the very first run is 8 1-minute runs, and I really, really struggled with that. And so here I am, kind of like 5 or 6 weeks later, being able to run for 20 minutes non-stop. It's good. I would definitely recommend it. I know that some of my friends have been doing the Joe Wicks workouts or the Chloe Ting workouts, which I've heard are very good. My original game plan for keeping fit was to run kind of every other day and then do the workouts the other day. So workout, then run, then workout, then run. And I've kept up with the running and I haven't done a single actual workout yet. But my feet are now covered in blisters from all the running. So I'm taking a break from running and hopefully we'll start doing some workouts. But that has yet to be taking place. Walking also, love a good walk. If you can do it with a member of your household, it's good. If you can socially distance with someone that you live near, that's also good. One of my really good friends lives up the road from me, so we go on social distancing walks. And we're very, very vigilant in the fact that we're like, stay away from me. So it works, but you do have to be conscious of it.
Other ways keeping active, I haven't really done anything particularly groundbreaking. I've been using the Couch to 5K app, that's been really good. So I'm at the end of that now, and that builds you up from like 1 minute interval runs to running for half an hour continuously, which has been good for me because I've never really been into running. I've got the bike out the garage, which is like the first time it's been used in years. It has like 4 gears that work, but it's been nice. I do actually really enjoy a bike ride, and it's got me thinking about whether to buy a nicer bike once lockdown's finished so I can get out a bit more. My sister has a horse, so I've ridden him a couple of times, so that's been nice. I used to ride a lot, and then I haven't since really I started uni, so getting back to that was interesting, and I was so sore the next day, which was sad really. Been out for walks if I'm not in the mood for running and stuff as well. I just sort of done it as I please. I've done a couple of workout classes on like online ones as well, and they've been really good fun. I don't have any weights or anything at home, so I've filled up 2 empty milk cartons and been using them as weights, so the neighbours are probably laughing at me, but it was fun and it got me sweating, so that was the main thing.
Finally, what are you most looking forward to, sports related of course, once lockdown's over?
That's a really good question. I mean, I don't think personally I'll be actually playing much sport this summer, as I don't think that the cricket season will start properly. And if it does, I don't know if we'll get any matches anyway, because I don't know if they're going to try and keep the social distancing in, or how or when proper lockdown is actually going to end. But if they start playing sports matches behind closed doors, Premier League, love a bit of football, the T20 Blast, would absolutely love that to happen. And I do think they might film it, but it will be behind closed doors, and I don't think that you'll be able to go sit at a sports match or go to a stadium probably till next year at this point, which is awful, because evenings at the Oval, big up Surrey, but evenings at the Oval are one of my favourite things to do in summer, and obviously that's not going to get to happen now. I coach at Nottingham County Cricket Club, just as like a community coach, but they were potentially going to ask me to kind of help out on match days, so I was going to kind of live in Nottingham for a bit over summer and get to see all the matches for free, which was going to be really, really exciting and really, really fun, but I don't think that's going to happen now. But yeah, I just trying to stay fit, stay healthy. Weather's been great, so it's been easy to go for walks, to go for runs.
Looking forward to that first cricket tee, I think, and just like the first match in general, getting on the pitch, catching up with everyone, seeing how everyone's doing, and there's such a camaraderie within cricket that everyone just loves a good chat and like catching up, and that'll be so nice when we can finally get on a cricket pitch and take that first wicket. That'll be really nice as well, because it's been a long time coming. Like, we've trained all of the girls who I play with at uni have worked so hard over the winter, and we were so excited for our outdoor season for books. It's so sad that can't happen, but hopefully they'll all get on a cricket pitch this summer in some way, shape or form, and hopefully take a first wicket, or you know, have score some runs and use what they've prepared with, because it would be a shame for that to all go to waste.
It was great to hear from both Jenny and Georgie from the university's ladies cricket club, and like all of the sports teams at the uni, we hope to see them back in action soon. To round off today's episode, I thought I'd share some of the more unusual stories of how people are getting active and keeping up with their sports whilst in lockdown. An article titled How to Train for the Olympics in Lockdown shared the story of three athletes who have all found intuitive and interesting ways to train despite being stuck in their homes. British high jumper Morgan Lake said that it's almost impossible to train for the high jump. I can't just jump over a fence, she said. She has instead created her own makeshift gym to maintain fitness. Track sessions have been replaced by sprints in fields near her home in Loughborough. Technical high jump sessions have been swapped for run-up drills using rugby posts, and her back garden has now become her local gym. Pentathlete Jo Muir has also had a drastic change to her training sessions. Usually, her training sessions would consist of hours of physical activity, swimming and running in the morning, followed by fencing or shooting practice in the afternoon, and horse riding sessions once a week. But now, Mia has been forced to recreate many of these facilities in her own pentathlon centre at home. Her new routine consists of cross-country runs around her parents' cows' fields, shooting at targets in her back garden, fencing against tennis balls on strings to work on her technique and reflexes, as well as long stretching sessions. And finally, one athlete who has welcomed an extension to his training time for the Olympics is shot putter Scotty Lincoln. He is currently 70 centimetres off throwing far enough to go to the Olympic Games, and welcomed the opportunity to have another year to get into the best possible shape in order to make the Olympic team. His coach now joins him via Skype to monitor his throwing technique as Lincoln throws shot puts in a new setup in his warehouse. The British champion has also taken to finding new ways to improve his strength, such as by pushing a 2-ton work truck around the car park outside of his warehouse. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for on the fifth episode of the Positive Place podcast. Thanks again to all of our guests, Lucy Hallam from Zumba with Lucy Nottingham, Joe, who shared his tips on how to stay active at home, and Jenny and Georgie from the University of Nottingham Ladies Cricket Club. Please join me next week when we'll be discussing how people are making the most of social media during lockdown. Until then, stay safe and have a lovely week.